In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The commemoration of the faithful departed. You know, that's a day when we remember those who have gone before us in the faith, those unknown to the world, and yet known to God and redeemed by His grace. The selection of this text from 2 Peter struck me as rather odd for the commemoration of the faithful departed. After all, it speaks of that which is yet to come of the future. On a day in which we are called by the liturgical calendar to reflect on the past and the faithful departed, it seems as if on a timeline we're drawn towards both ends, the polar opposites, the past and the future. And somehow those two ends of the timeline seem to be irreconcilable. No opportunity to reconcile the two. And yet perhaps the past and the future are not so opposite after all. In any case, neither really belongs to us now. The past is gone, never to be reclaimed. The future is solely in the hands of God. What we're left with is the present moment, this day, a time of reflection and a time of hope. When the blessed Apostle St. Peter wrote this letter, the people to whom he wrote were troubled by what he calls scoffers. Since the great eschatological event of Jesus' return had not yet happened, they reasoned that therefore it will not. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were from the beginning of creation, so they said. Nothing seemed to have changed for them since the day of Jesus' coming. Human beings were born, they lived, and then they died. All things continued on uninterrupted. It seemed so then, how much so, more so, it seems to us today. Nothing changes. The faithful have come, they've gone, and the world hardly notices. What's worse, and more to the point, is the church hardly notices. This cloud of witnesses, both those whose earthly lives have somehow intersected our own and those from whom we have been separated by time and space, appear to be so totally irrelevant to the life that we live today. We're too busy trying to play futurist and guess what the church will be like throughout the 21st century, to listen to the voice of the past, to contemplate what the church has always been and what she is now. The loss there is our own. It is not the loss of the faithful departed. But you know, the day is coming, according to Peter, when all speculation about the future is going to end. God himself will usher in that future. Notice how Peter describes that day. First, it will be unexpected, like a thief, he says. Second, no one will miss it. There will be no rapture with the rest of us left standing, scratching our heads, wondering what just happened. The heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and the works that are upon it will be burned up. And third, it will be a day, if you will, of new creation. For on that day, a new heavens and a new earth will be found in which righteousness dwells. That is the future. Yet in the eschatological paradox that is our existence, it is already ours, and yet it is not yet ours. Until we reach that day, the future honestly looks to us much as the past has looked. The fathers have fallen asleep. And so will you. So will I. I don't know where you are in the question of your own mortality. I must say I have never really thought too much about it myself until this past year. Speak of two things that I have not yet said from a pulpit until this day. The first event was in February, when the man, second only to my own father, who was the most important man in my life, passed away, my father-in-law. As I stood by his grave, my sorrow was real, and it's still real. Yet it was a father who had fallen asleep in Christ. It wasn't me. And then second, 5 months ago to this day, on June 2nd, in the city of Port-au-Prince, Haiti, I had to deal with my own mortality for the very first time. Four weapons, cocked and loaded and pointed at your head, have a tendency to make you think. I wish I could tell you that my mind was filled with great spiritual insights and thoughts. It wasn't. I wanted to find a way out of where I was, and as quickly as I could. You see, I had no desire to be on anyone's mind 5 months later at the commemoration of the faithful departed. It was only later that night, very late at night, as I reflected upon the events of the day, that I realized that my life and your life is always lived on the verge of eternity. And it really takes very little to usher us from this world to the next. St. Peter asks the question, in view of the future end, he says, since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of persons ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? And then he says about the future, since there will be new heavens and a new earth, and since you wait for these, be zealous to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. How is all that possible? Lives of holiness and godliness, without spot, without blemish, at peace. Surely not by only looking at the past, and just as surely not by only contemplating the future, a future which belongs only to God. Rather, it is where the past and the future meet. It is in this present moment, this day which is to the Lord like 1,000 years, this day in which the Lord is forbearing toward us, not willing that we should perish, but that all should come to repentance, this day in which the incarnate one now even reaches to us in a moment of time, bringing together the past and the future with this present moment in those great, incredible, simple words. Your sin is forgiven. This day, in which the blood of the Lord of life, in the eternal sacrifice of Calvary, even now, pleads for us. This day, in which the power of Easter and Jesus' resurrection transforms us through our baptism to live lives covered by his merit. This day, as we approach another Sunday, another time at the altar, where in an unparalleled way, the past and the future meet together in the present, where in an unparalleled way, you and I join the faithful departed and all the company of heaven in an unending song of praise to our God. This day, the day of redemption. Amen.